It's Friday, a time when we like to check in at the movies. Stereotyping frequently reflects negative images, and too often they become the standard way of looking at people. VOA's Ray Kugel tells us about a film that uses an unusual scenario to make its point.
The perception of Asian men in the movies and television have followed a long pattern of secondary roles in an industry dominated by white male heroic parts.
Are they serious? Look who's playing Goju, man. Some white guy. They just had to put a white guy in there. Mm-hmm. I mean, why can't they just let him be who he is? Asian.
It's Hollywood, man. Like Tom Cruise as the Last Samurai. My name is Tom Cruise. I'm going to invade Japan, kill your brother-in-law, have sex with your sister, learn the ways of the samurai, and beat your most trusted friend in the sword fight with only a month of training.
Hey-ya! The guy can always be white, right? But the girl, she can always be something else. Black, Puerto Rican, Asian.
In the short film called We Are All One, a young Chinese student named Darren Wong is assigned to write a paper on Asian men and stereotypes and their depiction in the mass media. After consuming a powerful drink, Wong walks through a movie poster display into a world dominated by Asians. He then shows up at an outdoor 400th anniversary ceremony surrounded by chants of USA, USA. But it is not what you think. It marks the founding of the United States of Asia. The gathering watches a speaker named Gao in a hologram who asks the citizenry to defeat the communists and terrorists once and for all. The futuristic scenario reflects a dominance of Asians and control of the mass media. How those themes play into the treatment of Asian males on screen is the work of director, writer, producer Danny Ho, who also plays the lead character Darren Wong. I talked via Skype with a Toronto-based director, a Chinese-Canadian born in Hong Kong, who believes while most people do not think about the perception issue, it is a real problem for the Asian community.
There's a lack of strong Asian male roles in movies and television and things like that. And because there's this lack of strong Asian male roles, what kind of happens is what we're referring to is a mass media brainwashing, is that Asian Americans growing up in Western society, they don't have a role model to look up to, you know, aside from maybe like Bruce Lee, for example. But aside from him, a lot of people never see like a strong Asian character other than maybe like your stereotyped Kung Fu master. But they don't really see that many roles where they can be like, hey, you know, it gives me a source of inspiration or gives me a source of pride. The good guys that were supposed to be Asian people, they all got changed to white people.
Do you think there is still a kind of racism in the movie business?
I think things are starting to get a little better, maybe like a teeny tiny bit. But I think it's going to take many, many years of people being more open-minded, people being more accepting of other storylines, alternative storylines, things like that, that move away from sort of the traditional Hollywood type of mainstream scripts. So I think you're starting to see some of the more alternative type of mediums come out now. It's a constant battle, I would say.
Why did you use a science fiction film scenario to explain the problem of stereotyping?
The subject matter is a little bit sensitive, I think, to mainstream audiences. So I think if you made a film that kind of tackled the subject matter in a very direct way, I think a lot of people wouldn't have been able to handle it. They would have just turned the video off. So I think that making it into more of like a sci-fi film or something that has more of a subliminal messaging or more of a theme to it, I think it's easier for people to watch.
Have you run into discrimination in the film business either in front of the camera as an actor or behind the camera as a director?
I wouldn't say that I personally experienced something direct, but I've also heard of many situations and stories, co-workers or colleagues, people who work in the film industry in Hollywood, for example. it's a little bit questionable. Like, a casting call can be made. And if you were to read what the casting call was, it can be a little bit racist, and then it can be a little bit offensive in the type of roles that they're specifically looking for.
Does the character of Gao, who speaks on the 400th anniversary of the United States of Asia, represent someone or some idea in particular?
That person represents basically the government, or basically represents the mass media and what they're trying to tell you. But what the main character realizes in that by the end of the film is that, well, it really isn't any better or different. It's just whoever is in control of the mass media, they're going to be able to do whatever they want with it. He's hearing the same things that he hears in his reality, in the real world, you know, fighting wars, the American propaganda system. He's hearing the exact same thing, except now it's flipped around. Now it's this mainland Chinese government, Gao character, spewing the same thing, but except this time it's very right-wing Chinese style.
Ho's film, We Are All One, is more than a piece of science fiction about the portrayal of Asians. The power of the media and those who control it is a subject facing current analysis and criticism. Ho's brief look at the possibilities way in the future may be a warning, but he also shows that nothing really changes, even if the faces are different. I'm Ray Kugel.
USA? United States of Asia? 400 years? That's amazing.
The USA is the most glorious country in the world. Where are you from again?
Ray Kugel has told you about the movie. You can watch it, if you like, on YouTube. All you have to do is type in, We Are All One, film about Asian men in North America. Ray says, yes, you have to type in all those words. Once again, We Are All One, film about Asian men in North America. And hopefully, the search engine will take you to the movie. You don't have to search for the latest world news. It's up next with Steve Norman and International Edition. I'm Jim Stevenson. Thanks for joining us today on Daybreak Asia.
For listeners in China, there's a new Chinese language iPhone application from VOA. Simply go to the iTunes App Store and type VOA space Chinese, and then look for VOA News Chinese Edition. With this application, you can get the latest news and radio and TV programs in Chinese. It also lets you transfer photos and video directly to Washington. Go to the iTunes App Store and type VOA space Chinese to get your free Chinese language iPhone app from VOA.